Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce the Murray N. Rothbard Memorial Lecturer. It's Stefan Kinsella. Stefan is General Counsel for Applied Optoelectronics in Houston and formerly a partner in the intellectual property group of the Philadelphia law firm Duane Morris. He is a registered patent attorney with over 15 years' experience, having represented clients such as Intel, Lucent, General Electric, Motorola, Schlumberger, and UPS. He received his LLM in International Business Law from King's College London and his law degree and BS and MS in Electrical Engineering from Louisiana State University. He has taught as adjunct professor at South Texas College of Law in Houston and has published numerous articles and books about intellectual property law and international law, including international investment, political risk, and dispute resolution, A Practitioner's Guide, published by Oxford University Press in 2005. Other books include Trademark Practice and Forms, World Online Business Law, Digest of Commercial Laws of the World, and Online Contract Formation. Stefan has also published articles on libertarian topics, such as rights theory, contract theory, legal theory, and intellectual property law, and served for several years as the book review editor for the Journal of Libertarian Studies. So it's my pleasure to give to you Stefan Kinsella.
Thanks, Joe. For some reason, all of a sudden, I feel a little bit like I'm at a Lawyers Anonymous meeting. Hi, I'm Norman. I am an intellectual property attorney. Jeff had titled this the Rethinking IP Completely, and I came up with a little bit more descriptive title here. And I'll come up with it in a little bit, but I spelled out what IP means. Apparently, a lot of people don't even know what IP is. So what I'm going to talk about is we live in an age of technological marvels, as we all know. I won't elaborate that. We have laser pointers, airplanes, computers, the internet, plasma televisions. We have abundance of the arts, movies, film. Now, we libertarians would say this is because individual creativity in an unhampered free market or free enough has led to this. But many people say that's not sufficient. There's something else that's necessary for these intellectual creations to have occurred, which is intellectual property law, primarily patent and copyright law. Even libertarians have tended to accept this idea. After all, it's intellectual property, and we support property rights. It's a type of property, right? So is it? Well, I'm going to focus primarily tonight on patents and copyrights. Patents and copyrights also mask works, trademarks, and trade secrets are considered to be types of intellectual property. There are three types of patents: utility, plant, and design patents, and there's copyrights. And there's sort of related legislative rights like databases, and which are pending, and boat hull designs, which are, of course, very important. design patents are similar to copyright, but no one really knows exactly how. So I'm going to just give a little bit of a background on what they are without boring you too much, and I'll give some funny examples in a minute to make it a little bit more interesting. But because most people, from what I've seen, especially on the pro-IP side, don't really know what IP is. I'll see trademark, copyright, and patent confused all the time. That's fine. It's a specialized discipline. And yet they're in favor of this, even though they don't really know the difference. So a copyright protects original works of authorship that are fixed in a tangible form of expression. Songs, lyrics, novels, paintings, MP3 files. It's not just the right to copy. It's a bundle of rights. The right to reproduce or prepare derivative works, right? Or to perform the work publicly and some other works as well. Now, the term of copyright nowadays is very long, 70 years after the life of the author. So it's practically infinite nowadays. One thing that's commonly misunderstood, and we'll talk about this in the panel tomorrow, Paul, copyright is secured automatically upon creation. You don't have to put a copyright notice on it. You don't have to register it. These are totally irrelevant. In fact, I have a copyright in this page right now. And it's self-referential, as you can see. Okay? So what it means is you can't copy this without my permission. And copywriting is a noun, not a verb. You can't copyright something. You just, once you write something original or created something original, Federal law gives you a copyright, whether you want it or not. Okay? This is just a background of, I showed Jeff this the other day. This is a flow chart for figuring how long a copyright lasts. As you can see, this is clearly the product of natural law. patents. We have utility plant design and plant patents, and plant and design patents can mostly be ignored. Utility patents is what everyone thinks of. It's for inventions, things that have usefulness or utility, okay? Now, you have to obtain this by filing a patent application with the patent office, a government agency. It's examined by an examiner and then later issues as an issued patent if you're lucky, okay? And what it does is it gives you the right to stop other people from making, using, selling, importing, or offering for sale whatever is claimed in that patent. Okay? Doesn't give you the right to do it, the right to stop others. Now, I'm just going to give you one quick example of a part of an actual issued patent so you can see what they look like. This is one I did for my company. It's on a spatially coherent, surface-emitting, grating-coupled quantum cascade laser with an unstable resonance cavity. The unstable is the key part. So this is the front page. It shows the title, the inventors, the company that owns it, the patent lawyer, the examiner, the patent office, a typical figure, and then there's several figures that illustrate the invention. Then you have a detailed description that explains it. Then it terminates in claim. This is where the property right is. Right here. Claim one is the first claim. What is claimed is. And it's a sentence starting with the word or the. That's just the way it works. So this is a unipolar surface-emitting laser blob that has the following features. Okay, it ends in a period. This is what a property, this is the meets and bounds of the patent. Again, clearly natural law. This is just some more, this is an example of the steps you go through when you prosecute a patent. Prosecuting is what you call going back and forth with the patent office to get a patent. This is an example of a flowchart we consult to determine whether a computer-implemented invention is patentable. Now, I'm going to give some examples of some patents just so you can see what was the outcome of this process of the government issuing patents. This is a patent for a Bible-shaped bumper hitch. And otherwise, you better not rear-end me. This is a toe puppet. Not a finger puppet, a toe puppet. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no crust. Pumpkin-shaped garbage bags. This is... Now, if you ever swing on a swing and you go sideways instead of back and forth, you're infringing this patent. This is a Santa Claus-shaped Christmas watering tree stand. You know, it has two purposes, right? Decorative and... this is a way to initiate someone into Harvard. Okay? This is how you exercise a cat. You just chase it. If you ever do this with a cat, you're infringing this patent. And you can congratulate yourself for getting such a stupid patent with this one here. Pat on the back apparatus. Or if you're feeling guilty about it, you can kick yourself in the rear. User-operated amusement apparatus for kicking the user's buttocks. This is the Amazon one-click patent, which they sued Barnes & Noble for about 4 or 5 Christmases ago. Clicking once to order something instead of twice. Genius. This is something that people around here might like. You know, it speaks for itself. And this is the patent attorney who prosecuted that, by the way. He's in jail now for mail fraud. Totally unrelated, but interesting. A pooper scooper on the bottom of a pole. Who would have thought that one? Okay. For showing some cleavage in your pants.